Supporters of the CIA are reacting to that Senate intelligence report that basically concluded that CIA interrogation tactics were worse than previously thought, that they didn't garner any valuable intelligence, and that the CIA lied about them. Katie McFarland, former Deputy Secretary of Defense, didn't deny there were torture tactics, but disagreed that they were illegal. Michael Hayden, former director of the CIA from 2006 to 2009, said today on NBC that he did not lie or mislead Congress.
It's probably a good thing that Americans get to know with some accuracy about what the Central Intelligence Agency did on their behalf. I don't know that the report that was released yesterday is that historically accurate report.
Tim Weiner is a former national security reporter for the New York Times. So, Tim, some are defending the CIA's actions, some denying the way they've been characterized. You say what?
I say that the CIA has considerable experience in its files with the use of secret prisons, torture, or enhanced interrogation techniques, if you prefer, and that based on this experience stretching back to the 1950s, the CIA had concluded at the end of the 20th century that torture doesn't work, that it is not an effective means of gathering intelligence, that people will say anything to stop torture. And the fact that the CIA knew this perfectly well from its own experience and then went out and tortured people and acted on false information garnered from torture and then misrepresented the value of the intelligence it gained through torture is, to me, what really shocks the conscience here.
You mean the fact that knowing something would have no benefit, and you say that the CIA, through deep understanding of its own history, knew that. The fact that they go ahead and do it anyway.
Let's forget for a moment, if we can, about the violations of God and man and the Geneva Convention, or depriving somebody of sleep for 8 days on end, or chaining them by their wrists from the ceiling and leaving them hanging there for days on end. We remember, all of us who lived through 9/11, remember how scared we were that there would be a follow-on attack. And it is quite clear that the President of the United States, George W. Bush, told his senior intelligence officers, including Mike Hayden, then the head of the NSA, and George Tenet, then the head of the CIA, to do anything to stop a follow-on attack. And anything meant anything. Now, what they did in response to that may shock the conscience of Americans, or it may seem perfectly reasonable to Americans that we would sweep people up and torture them in the hope of gaining advanced knowledge of a second 9/11. But there was no second 9/11. What there was a decade, a low, dishonorable decade, in which we stained our honor by our conduct in the war on terror.
And Tim Weiner, how culpable, though, are Americans? You mentioned how frightened people were. We talked to Paul Pillar, a former CIA officer, and he pointed out that he and Leon Panetta wrote a piece in Washington Monthly in which Mr. Panetta in particular said, yes, information was gained through these torture methods, but if the president asked him if they should be done, he'd say no. He was against the methods, but said they'd gain information. So that information was out. And from Leon Panetta saying that, we had the film Zero Dark Thirty, which told of the raid on bin Laden and included a scene in which a detainee was tortured and he gave up information that led to bin Laden. We now know that didn't happen. Now, we don't want to confuse the movie with real life. The point is, somebody did. Somebody heard what Leon Panetta said, that information was garnered, and so they put that in the film. The film was wrong, but put that aside, people knew that there was waterboarding because he said that there was, and we saw it in a film. Again, it didn't garner the intelligence the film said it did, but so Americans did know.
Well, in fact, this entire report began because a senior CIA officer destroyed videotapes of waterboarding. That was the starting point. What we really learn from this report, what's new in this report, is not that people were waterboarded or tortured. It is that the CIA misrepresented the value of intelligence garnered from torture, and that it continues to represent that it saved thousands of lives by subjecting people to torture. And this report suggests that that is self-deception, which is very dangerous in a government, and a damnable lie. We will always have a tug of war in this country between liberty and security, between secrecy and democracy. We now have a moment when openness and disclosure have the upper hand, and I think that is a good thing for democracy.
Tim Weiner, former national security reporter for The New York Times. His book is Legacy of Ashes, The History of the CIA. Tim, thank you.